Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am so excited to gather with each and one of you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being who you have meant, who you are meant to be in my life. Thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you for saying, son or daughter, I need for you to wake up. I need for you to go out. I need for you to do what it is that I have called you to do. I need for you to trust me and know that I got you in every single circumstance that you may be facing in this season of your career, your business, or life. Yes. So I don't know where you are, but just give God a hand clap of praise because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. He deserves our utmost, the best praise that we can ever give. And so we are just thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this morning, y'all, listen, we're going to get into it. But if you do have any prayer requests, definitely, if you have access to the chat, put your prayer requests in the chat. I'll say that again. Put your prayer requests in the chat. And if you're on the text messaging list, of course, I'll send out the replay to you all and then ask for prayer requests there too. And let me tell you, y'all be sending these prayer requests, and I love it. I love just chatting with each and every one of you all and interceding for you on a personal level. So, yes, keep it coming. Keep it coming. All right, y'all, let's get into it. So I just was reflecting back and asking God, what do you want me to really share with your people this morning on the prayer call? And I kept going back to this scripture, Psalms 55:22, and it states, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. I'm going to say that again. It says, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you, and he shall never permit the righteous to be moved. How many of you all know that God is glad? He is glad to carry your burdens. How many of you know that God is glad to carry your burdens and give you the daily strength you need in order to get through the day, in order to get through the week, in order to get through the month, the hour, the meetings, in order, he gives you the strength to get through the interviews. He gives you the strength to get through whenever you feel as though you can't make it through. I know we have all felt like that. I have my hand raised high. Yes, there have been many times where I'm just like, God, I need for you to get me through this, because the only way I see myself getting through this situation is if I give it all to you, if I submit the burden to you. And so let me remind you of what the word burden actually means. Burden is defined as a load, typically a heavy one. And if you go to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it states a mass or quantity of something taken up and carried, conveyed, or transported. I'm going to say that again. A burden is defined as a load, a mass or quantity of something taken up and carried, conveyed, or transported. Okay. And so now that we know what the definition of burden actually is, we could definitely go back and reread that scripture and say, cast your burden or cast your load, cast the weights that you're feeling on the Lord, and he will sustain you, meaning he will carry you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved, meaning, and that's what part B or portion B of that scripture states. But let me go to the NIV version of that. Psalms 55, 22. Again, this is Psalms 55, 22. And it states, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. And part B, it states, he will never let the righteous be shaken. It's so many times in life, we're like, oh my goodness, this whole incident here is shaking me, meaning it's shaking my faith up. It's shaking me up physically. It's shaking me up spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and all the things. But God said, cast all your burdens on me. He don't even want us to worry about these things. To him, they little. To us, they huge. But nothing is too hard. Nothing is too big for the God that we serve. And that's what I really wanted to remind you all this morning. Whatever it is that you may be going through, reflecting on in this season, that's putting you like in a, maybe in a mind state that causes like a lot of anxiety to build up within you, I want you and encourage you to cast it out. Throw it. Throw. That's it. Throw all your burdens on the Lord. Throw the weight. Throw the load. And so as I was still studying the definition of burden, I looked at the antonyms. And so antonyms are nothing but the opposite of what the word means. And when you look up to see what the antonyms they have in the for the word burden, it is relief. That means when you cast your burdens on the Lord, you will experience relief. You will experience the grace. God gives his grace to us. I pray every single prayer on the prayer call, every single time on the prayer call, I pray God gives us grace, that he showers his grace upon us. And so when you cast, when you give God the weight, literally give him the load, hey God, this load too heavy for me, I need for you to carry it. Grace is extended to you. So I want to encourage you to embrace God's grace. Embrace God's grace over your life. Over your life. Okay. It also goes on to talk about the antonyms ease, the word ease. The word ease is an antonym for burden. The word release. A lot of times we go through things and we're like, oh, we just like to keep it all bottled in and things like that and then go about our day. But I want to encourage somebody right now to just release it. Release it in a way where you look, you can just throw your hands up and release it. You can just shout and say, God, take this from me. Or God, take the load. I give it to you. Take the weight. I give it to you. Take it off. Just release. Release in a scream. Release in a dance. However you need to release it, release it. Okay? Release it. But don't release it. But don't release it on anybody. Listen, because anger, when anger builds up or when anxiety builds up or when fear builds up in you, it's going to spill over. It's going to spill over some way, right? But I pray right now that it spills over to God. It spills over to God, who can really handle all the weight that we carry, who can really handle the loads that we carry each and every season of our life. Then it's not just a particular season, but it's each and every season of our life. And so I love the way my study Bible breaks it down, because it's so applicable to this season. And like a lot of people in this season like to travel, right? Travel to go see their families, travel, may take a vacation or what have you. But it goes on to talk about God wants us to give our burdens to Him, but often we continue to bear them ourselves, or we continue to carry the burdens ourselves or carry the weight ourselves, even when we are trusting in Him. Even when we're trusting in Him. I know you've said it before. God, I trust you, but I'm still worried. Or God, I trust you, but I'm still carrying this load. Or God, I trust you, but I still want to remain in this state of mind. And it also goes on to talk about, this is like standing up and holding all your luggage during a long plane ride. I'm going to say that part again. It says, this is like standing up and holding all your luggage during a long plane ride. Can you imagine a plane ride? If you're on the East Coast, to get to the East Coast to the West Coast, that's not a quick flight. That's a fairly long flight. Imagine standing up the entire flight and carrying or holding all the bags that you pack for your trip. I personally am not a light packer. I mean, I'm just not. But anybody going that far of a distance, I would think that you have at least a bag or two, a carry-on or something. And imagine yourself holding all of that luggage or baggage, that whole entire ride. Imagine it. I just know you're going to feel tired. I just know you're going to want to sit down. But that's what it feels like. It feels like that when you carry the burdens and you feel like you got to carry it all alone, and you feel as though you're being crushed and you're being attacked. Ooh, you're being attacked all the time. But let me tell you, the word says you just can't do what? Cast. You can throw all of it on God and then take a seat and be relieved and be released from the pressures that you may be carrying it in your mind. And then it talks about trust the same power from God that sustains you each day to also carry your cares and burdens. And so I love how that broke it down. I pray that you definitely go and read the scripture yourself, Psalms 55, verse 22. Again, that's Psalms 55, verse 22. And some other scriptures I want to share with you all in order to really be reminded that the load isn't yours to bury, because God is a burden bearer. Point blank, period. God is a burden bearer. And so the scripture, what is it? 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Or in other words, casting all your burdens, casting everything, surrendering your business, surrendering your career, surrendering your life, to Him, because He cares for you. And so just knowing your Heavenly Father cares about you personally can make any load seem lighter. Any load seem lighter. So that getting that visual back in your head again about you on the plane, the 5-hour trip, if you're on the East Coast, to get to the West Coast, that 5+ hour trip, sometimes you letting a bag go, and lessening the load on you, because you are now casting your cares, because you are now saying, God, you got this. You got this. I can't even worry about this. You got this. Enough on me. You got this. You already knew a long time ago that I was going to be in this exact situation. But now, God, I need for you to step in. I need for you to intervene. You already knew this was going to happen to so-and-so. And God, I need for you to intervene. I need for you to intervene. It's like we're putting a demand on God. Like, hey, 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 Lord, thank you. Thank you for being my Heavenly Father. I have this request. Can you do the things? Can you do? Yes. The short answer is yes. He can do all the things for you. He can do all the things for you. He can strengthen you, point blank, period. Okay? He can strengthen you. And I pray that God gives you supernatural strength. My God, give you supernatural strength to keep moving and enduring the tough seasons in your life. Whatever it may be going on in your career journey, whatever it may be going on in your business, whatever it may be going on in life in general, I just ask God to give you a supernatural strength to endure that season. And another scripture I want to leave you with before we leave the calls today is Psalms 34:17. It states, the righteous cry out, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful promise to us that God will deliver us out of whatever we may be going through. And if you belong to God, and I pray that each and every one of us does, God will always listen when you call to him for help. Always listen. And I believe by faith that he is always hearing us, even though it may feel like our prayers may have failed in a tunnel or whatever, in a pit. And we're like, God, did you forget about me? Did you forget about what I just asked you about or what I prayed about way back when? Did you forget about me? And I want to remind you and tell you that no, God did not forget about you. He did not forget about you, my child. He did not forget about you, my son. He did not forget about you, my daughter. He did not forget about you. Okay? God did not forget. He is definitely going to come through in the nick of time, just in time, because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. He don't come in our time. He comes in his own time. And I just pray that you realize that, and I pray that God will reveal himself to you as you are enduring certain seasons of your life, as you are going through certain seasons of your life. I pray that God reveals himself to you every step of the way so that you can see God in the midst of the trouble. Okay. And then, of course, cast all your cares on him, because he truly cares for you. All right, my friends, let's get into this good word of prayer for this week. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that we are here, gathered here once again to say thank you. Gathered here once again to say thank you for how far you have brought us, Lord. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now in this very moment. And thank you for what you're going to do for us in the future. We just thank you for advance, for the career accelerations. We thank you in advance for the promotion, and remind us, God, that promotion comes from you, God. So we thank you for the opportunities, the doors opening, God. And also we thank you for the doors closing, meaning you are redirecting us into the path that we are called to, the path that we're meant to go down, God. We thank you. We thank you for intervening in every circumstance that we are in today, God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you for putting rivers of water in the desert places of our lives, God. We thank you for the ability to cast all our cares to you, give it all to you, God. We got a direct line to you, God. We thank you for the direct line in the name of Jesus. We thank you for having an open door policy for us, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our cries. We thank you for hearing our cries. And let us be reminded that when we cry out to you, God, when we cry out to you, you will deliver us from it all. You will deliver us from our troubles that we may be going through in this season, God. Remind us of your words in Psalms 34:17. Have us to be reminded of that, God, every single time that we feel the pressures of life coming on. God, we thank you for the ability to cast our burdens on you. And also be reminded that Lord, you're glad to carry our burdens. You are a heavenly Father. We thank you for being the heavenly Father to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for caring for us. We thank you for comforting us. We thank you for covering us everywhere we go in this season of our lives. Thank you for covering us from the head of the top of our head, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord. We thank you. We ask that you dispatch your angels to surround us in every vehicle that we may be in right now, that in every vehicle that we will be in, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you orchestrate everything that is going on this week. We ask that family members who are traveling near and far get to their destination safely, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We put our hands up right now and we just surrender everything to you, God. Anything that is not of you, that is within us, we ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we ask that you bless the plans that we have, but God, let us know that the plans that we have do not compare to the plans that you have. So God, we thank you. We welcome you in our plans. We welcome you in our careers. We welcome you in our businesses. We welcome you in our life. God, have your way, have your way, have your way like none other. And we just thank you for allowing us to see you in the midst of the darkness. We thank you for allowing us to see you in the midst of the light too, because God, we want to open our spiritual eyes up. Give us access, God. Allow us to open our spiritual eyes and not just use our carnal eyes when looking at certain situations we may face and certain situations our family members or whomever may talk to us may face, God. And God, if we are the listening ears in our families or listening ears for coworkers or friends or whomever, God, have us take the extra step to not just listen, but to submit it to you, to you who can cease every storm that they may be facing in their life, So God, I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your favor that you will constantly shower upon our lives each and every day. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. I do know this is a holiday week, so I pray that you enjoy it and have wonderful memories made with family. All right, have a good one, you all, and I'll catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.